At a time when our nation desperately needs an economic recovery, the last thing we need are costly policies from Washington. Unfortunately, that's exactly what we've seen in the early days of this new administration. First, with the stroke of a pen, President Biden took away the jobs of thousands of union workers by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. This is a project that would have created 10,000 union jobs and was set to be fully powered by renewable energy by 2030. Now, the Biden administration is delivering a second blow to American energy by suspending new oil and gas leasing for federal lands and waters, which is critical to the development of our energy security. Let's be clear. This is nothing more than an import oil policy. Energy demand will continue to rise, especially as the economy recovers, and we can choose to produce that energy here in the United States with American jobs or rely on foreign countries with lower environmental standards. Energy development on federal lands and waters is a lifeline to local economies, governments, and schools. Take that away, and billions in tax revenue and hundreds of thousands of jobs go right with it. Without development on federal lands and waters, billions of dollars in local government revenue will be at risk, including critical funding for our public schools and conservation programs. It's clear a federal leasing ban should be off the table. We stand ready to engage with the Biden administration on ways to address America's energy challenges, but impeding American energy will only serve to hurt local communities and hamper the nation's economic recovery, all at a time when the country can least afford it.